This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This week, we've been looking at the rebuilding process following last June's High Park wildfire northwest of Fort Collins. Our focus has been on both property and the people impacted. Over the past year, we've reached out several times to Mike and Sharon Gooley. They were among the first evacuated when the fire broke out Saturday, June 9th. KUNC's Grace Hood met them at Cashlapooter Middle School.
I was hoping they could knock it down. It ran fast. The winds up there are pretty intense.
For a while there, we thought maybe they were getting a grip on it.
They were getting grip on it.
But the Gooleys lost their home to the wildfire. 3 months later, they had moved back into a guest house just yards away from where their home stood. They said living in such close proximity to the loss wasn't easy.
It's been hard.
It's very emotional. I have been here 31 plus years. I knew every nail in that building.
This morning, we revisit the couple to see how their lives have changed for better and for worse.
Mike and Sharon Gooley's property is less than 1 mile from where a lightning strike touched off the High Park fire. When I spoke to them 6 months ago, they were taking time off from the cleanup for the holidays.
I can't continually focus on the land right now, or even this building. I'll take a time out, and then I'll start next phase.
Today, the burned rubble of their home has long been cleaned up, and much of the focus is on the land.
So we're kind of looking at a large green belt, ponds, and then at a certain point in the mountain, it becomes just kind of black sticks and a lot of hay filled in. And
yeah, it's been interesting to me as we've observed the last year. I figure if I ever write a book, maybe my chapters will have to be color-coded to go from, you know, the gray to the black to the brown. And
right now, the chapter they're in is green.
The meadow is doing great. As you can see, it's growing well. Water is flowing like crazy.
Along with the help of friends and volunteers, the Gooleys have seeded some areas with grass and cleared more than 2,500 trees from their property. But when it comes to remodeling their living quarters, the guest house they moved into 6 months ago, decisions have come slower.
Actually, this entire rebuild project about 6 weeks ago came to a halt. We both had realized the stress, the emotional toll of the fire.
The Gooleys are rugged individualists who chose mountain living for a reason. Before the fire, they were using their guest house as a workspace for their two businesses. Since then, work and home life have seen shuffling priorities.
It's all a process. Make sure you work on yourself first. And then you get to a point where you get more comfortable with it. We've put off a lot of stuff. That's it. We're done. You know, it can last. It can be there. It's not going anywhere.
The other noticeable change to their property is a small building that Mike now uses as his workspace to make custom leather clothing with a historical flair.
The coat I'm working on now, I took the order in February. I never take this long to get something done, but there's just so much. You know, how do you go out and grade the ground and then work on a project at the same time? You don't.
For Sharon's side of the business, she's a seamstress and runs historical programs. They're now planning to build a separate studio. Rebuilding work and living spaces have made things complicated, resulting in many decisions that weren't part of their original plan.
That's one of the processes that you go through.
And what do you make of that? Why do you think that is?
Because life is different. Mm-hmm. You know, we have friends. I've talked to people who went through Katrina. Everything now is referred to as pre-Katrina, post-Katrina. We are now post-fire. And what we have to do with it is we just have to change the way we view the world. It's not the same anymore.
Lately, the Gooleys have been talking about tackling Sharon's work studio before they remodeled the guest house. And that gets at what's been particularly hard about rebuilding for them. In a sense, they're rebuilding for two lives, work and home.
So it added a certain level of complexity to our decision making.
Including the unexpected projects they never could have anticipated, like fixing their driveway.
When we got the insurance money last fall, we literally sat down at the kitchen table and made a list of everywhere that money would have to go.
And there's have-tos and want-tos.
Yeah, we did. We had have-tos, we had want-tos, we had hope-tos, you know, if everything else is done. Never figured in we're going to have to bring in how many loads of road base to repair our own driveway. Just didn't cross our minds.
Those unexpected expenses will continue, along with other curveballs that they and other fire survivors in the area never could have anticipated. As Mike says, it's all part of life in a post-High Park Fire world. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.